No, I can just close out my tab for the night. Sorry, because I wasn't looking where I was going. No, you're perfectly fine. Sorry about that. I'm just gonna head to the restroom and then I'm heading out. I'll take a drink. I guess I'll be heading back to the bar with you. After you. Well, I guess since you're buying me a drink, I should ask you your name. I'm Sierra. Nice to meet you too. Well, if I'm being honest, I came here tonight looking for someone. No, not anyone in particular. No, I have had no success. I have been sitting at this bar, actually, for half an hour. So, before I met you, anyway. Thank you. No, actually. Believe it or not, I just threw on the first thing I could think of. Well, if I would be inclined to say, I think you look nice too. Price pretty well. I come here with my friends sometimes and we play darts, so just figured I'd go somewhere I'm comfortable with. I'm guessing this is your first time here? Really? Just moved here? Hell of a place to move to. It's not much going on for this place. It's always the work relocation, huh? I guess I should ask if I can ask you what you do for work. Nice. No. Nothing as important as yours. But I work for an apartment complex. Actually, the one that's right down the street here. So. And I live there too. Give me a great discount. So. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have told you that, but hey. You don't know which apartment, so. Unless you're gonna wait outside to see me walk out of my apartment, I think I'm in the clear. Yeah, this is, I just got out of a relationship, a year ago, and I've just been, as bad as this is, I've just been hooking up every now and then. Okay, no, it's not like a daily thing, it's just, you know, every now and again. Well, as much as I would like to hook up with people I know, most of the people I know aren't either I've known for 10 plus years, or I've just met them, and I don't want to, you know, confuse anyone's feelings, so. Oh no, never hooked up with any residents either. I can just imagine them coming in and talking about it and trying to get a discount on the rent, so I'd rather not. That's, you don't have a lot of history. I'm guessing that's a good thing. I don't know just yet. Where is she? If you don't mind me asking. Again, if you don't mind me asking, why did you break up? Come on, you can tell me. It's just one night, you know. Just let loose. Tell me all your problems. I will be your therapist. And hey, instead of paying for a real therapist, you can just pay me in drinks. So I figure that as a, you know. Wow. That's, wow. No, that doesn't. I mean, you can't control it, you know? Some people just don't tell you certain things, and you have no idea, so. I guess I understand it. No, I don't understand you having HIV. I guess I get the situation, you know? You love someone, and then turns out you end up cheating and you catch something and you don't want your partner to be disappointed in you, so you keep the secret. I guess you could say I have experience, and not as the cheated on partner. Well, I don't mean to make excuses, but the last guy I was in a relationship with, I didn't find out until the end of our relationship that he actually didn't prefer women, so that was his secret. And that's why I ended up cheating, because it's not that he didn't want to have sex with me, it just disgusted him, so. I will cheers to that. yeah, I've just been single since, so. And that was a year ago. I guess I should ask how long ago that was. Wow. That's a long time. Have you, you know, been with anyone since? Why not? I guess that whole thing explains it, but, oh, well, if you're in the clear, then why didn't you hook up with anyone? No one wanted to. Why, though? I mean, if you are clear and it's undetectable, why wouldn't anyone want to hook up with you? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Telling someone that you're HIV positive is not, you know, the best icebreaker. I'm not laughing at you. I laugh when I'm nervous, okay? Honestly, I think that's commendable, really. I guess from what I've seen, most people who have it just kind of give up on finding someone, you know? And yet here you are, at a bar. I'm suggesting looking for a hookup, so I gotta say you're on the up and up. Well, I guess you can call me crazy then for thinking that you're still hot, so. Well, hypothetically speaking, if we did hook up, it's not like you could give me anything, so. I'd say it's a win-win. Okay. What do you want to know? I am 25, surprisingly. I know I look older. Right. Most people say I look older, so I just figured I'd throw that in there. So. I'll take that compliment. That's definitely a new one, though. Wise beyond my years. No, I don't mind older guys at all. I actually prefer it. So. Okay, I'm definitely ready for the heated sexual questions. Hit me. Ooh, starting off strong, huh, with the body count question. let's just say I have been with enough people that you could count one for each week of the year. and I'm saying that to be generous. Okay, to be honest, my high school years were a bit of a mess. Okay, fine then. What about you? What's your count? Okay, you're definitely gonna hang that over my head. Not as high as yours. Whatever. That's a hard one. Okay, I'm gonna go basic and say missionary is my favorite position. I am a sucker for eye contact, so I love looking into my partner's eyes. Okay, I'll commend you on that one. Doggy style is a good one. I'll take your answer. Well, I am quite the people pleaser, so I am all for giving. Love giving. Blowjobs, love eating pussy. I am. I love just watching my partner enjoy themselves. So, Why am I not surprised? Okay, I'm joking. Shut up. Okay. I got a question for you. Let me think. Ooh. What is your favorite thing about having sex with someone? One, I'm not surprised, and two, I love that answer. I am quite the cream pie girl of myself. I do. I love it. Oh, really? You are turning out to be quite the surprise. I mean, the fact that you are neutered and can come as much in a girl as you want is very hot. Yes, I like it a lot. Next question. Okay. How big are you? And by the tint in those jeans, I can tell that this conversation is turning you on. Oh, throw in the compliment. That's funny. Well, I'm glad you think I'm beautiful, compared to my personal thoughts. I am very low on the totem pole. Oh, really? Okay, what's your hypothetical scenario? I mean, thinking about hooking up in the bathroom with me making me look at myself in the mirror is probably the hottest thing I've heard out of your mouth today. Oh yeah, I definitely want to make that a reality. Come on, let's go.
Stop, please, 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 fuck, oh.
Slowing down. Oh,
Please go with me. Please go with me. Please, 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 please. Oh, fuck.
Been missing out on this for so long. Oh, you definitely still know how to use it. Fuck.